the rates of those people that are obese has stabilized over the last few years, but the body weight is increasing. So even though the percentage of people with obesity hasn't changed, the average weight in those people is still increasing.
Some researchers have speculated that there may be some percentage of the population where they are just more prone to be obese on the American diet. The
obesity is a complex interaction between genes and environment. I think there are a few people that have the genetic bad hand such that they're going to be obese almost regardless. There are some people that have the really good hand and they're not going to be obese no matter how bad the environment. I think both of those are tiny percentages. I think most people are in the middle, so that as the environment sort of gets more and more obesogenic, more and more people are going to become obese.
As the obesity supposedly starts to taper off, is the rate of diabetes going up?
There's a lag between obesity and diabetes, so we're anticipating the rate of diabetes will go up over the next few years, just to as a follow-up of what's happened to obesity. So if obesity truly stabilizes, and I'm not sure it has, we wouldn't see diabetes stabilize for another decade or so. Just like genetics can affect who is the first to get obese, genetics can also affect, once you're obese, who's the first to get diabetes or who's the last to get diabetes.
Given the choice between blood sugars going up and becoming fatter, a body might choose becoming fatter if it can.
Absolutely. So what some people have said is those people that can store fat are the best ones. So you put the fat in the fat cells, and other people that have a lesser ability to store it as fat actually end up with fat in the bloodstream and in the liver and then the other organs. So if you're able to purely store fat in fat cells, that may be an advantage. You may end up being obese, but more healthy.
Because either you'll have fat in your blood or you'll have sugar in your blood, and either one can kill you quicker.
That's right. You want fuel stored, not circulating.
You mentioned that we're very successful as Americans at losing weight, but we're not so successful at maintaining weight. When people are truly losing weight, they tend not to be hungry.
There is that. There are so many motivations for losing weight. People tell you, you look good, you feel good. Initially, yes, there isn't as much hunger. And so those are huge motivations initially. Once you've lost the weight and you're a new you, people don't tell you you look good anymore. You have to maintain these hard behaviors over the long term. So I think that is part of it.
Is there a physiological reason that people are not as hungry when they're truly losing a lot of weight?
What's happening is you're bringing stored fuels out of fat cells, and there's plenty enough around. And I do think there's this psychological sense of you're doing something good for yourself that contributes. But I think the end result of that, it's the kind of hunger that people can manage. It doesn't seem to be this devastating hunger. And you do feel a lot of people saying, well, I'm not hungry at all on this diet.
You hear that a lot, then. It is the case that when people are losing weight, a lot of times they say, hey, I'm not hungry.
And it's both physiological and psychological, I think.
There is a physiological side. Well, then when people go into maintenance of weight, for some reason they get hungry again.
Because a lot of these sense of fullness and hunger is short term. And over time, I think the hunger does build up and you lose the psychological sense as well. So yes, unless you're increasing your physical activity enough so that you can eat sufficiently in maintenance, you're battling hunger, and that's where a lot of people fail. They're trying to every day keep their weight off despite the fact they're hungry, and very few people can do that over the long term.
I think there's a mystery there, because it sounds like, whether it's psychological or physical, that for some people, when they switch to a maintenance diet, they get hungry again.
But keep in mind that not everybody feels not hungry losing weight. There's still a fair number of people that on a diet, they still feel hungry and they feel hungry keeping the weight off. There are a few, at least for a time, that feel not hungry. But I don't want to give you this impression that people on a diet don't feel hungry. That's not true.
We have one USDA diet. Is there a chance that some people actually do better on variations to diet that we aren't really officially acknowledging right now?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think pretty much everybody in the field is open to that one size doesn't fit all. I mean, we can talk about a generally healthy diet, but there's going to be some variation, and some people are going to do better with one or the other, even with activity. You know, I'm a big believer in physical activity. I think there are some people for which physical activity isn't nearly the benefit as for others. So, yes, there is that variation, and by understanding that, I think we may be better able to match person to the proper lifestyle in the future. that variation may be a little or it may be a lot, but if we had ways to do it, then what we could do is give you the diet that's best to match for your physiology. We aren't able to do that now, but I think in the very near future we'll be able to do that.
Are you ready to start doing that now?
Of course.
Good.
Thanks.